This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance. We're your shield and your shelter. Kramer Lumber Do It Center. Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare. Indiana Packers. Makers of Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products. Hearing Care Professionals. Hear well, live well. Johnny V's Main Street Grill. Ivy Tech Community College. Changing Lives. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Good morning, I'm Larry Glass, and I'm joined now with my co-host, Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, I've got to wish a happy birthday to my wife, who turned 62 years old today. So, woke up this morning, looked over, and I'm sleeping next to an old woman. Uh-oh, she probably shouldn't have said that. So you recently turned 62.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Too. So,
yeah. But I was going to say funeral services for Larry Glass. No, I'm just teasing.
Goodwin Funeral Home.
Yes, happy birthday to your wife. Really, seriously.
Yeah, yeah, she's a wonderful woman.
I know she is. Yeah. I know she is.
To put up with me anyway.
You got that right.
Hey, this day in history in 1885, the Washington Monument was dedicated. In 1931, Alka-Seltzer was first introduced to consumers. In 1947, this day in history, Edwin Land demonstrated his new camera, which he would take and develop a picture in about a minute. It became known as the Polaroid Land camera. In 1972, President Nixon began his historic visit to China. And in 2000, David Letterman returned to the late night airwaves for the first time since undergoing quintuple bypass surgery 5 weeks earlier. So that's this day in history. Hey, we have any closings today?
Yeah, we had about...
Or delays, didn't we?
Yeah, we had about seven or eight of them. And one North White did close up north, and they're having an e-learning day.
Oh, okay. And is the closings because of the flooding? Is it because of ice coming down the pike?
Or? I think it's flooding, though there is some cold weather on the way. So
yeah, I read that earlier where it could get down to maybe 32, maybe some ice or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
that's on its way. And if you look real close at the radar this morning, there's a pretty good line coming this way. So we'll see.
Yeah, you would think though, as soon as it would hit the water that is all over the ground everywhere, that it would melt. So, but I don't know.
Not necessarily because it's that there's a cold front aloft that's going to keep, make this interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, you can see those at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You can go on there and see those delays and a lot of other things. I know that there's bargains still available. Thanks to everyone who participated in the Bids for Bargain this past Saturday. We still have bargains galore. This is your chance to save money from local businesses. Come in and make your purchase or click on the link below to see the most current prices available to you, and that link is www.thebargainman.com to see some of the items that are still up for sale. I went to that link this morning and looked at some of those things. So you can, there's still food available and other things that you can, other coupons available. So Lafayette Symphony Orchestra Flute Ensemble takes the stage for the B-side. Well, if you remember the old vinyl records, they always had an A-side and a B-side, and this is what it's talking about. On Thursday, March the 8th, they're going to do Track 2, LSO Flute Ensemble. Enjoy the range of tunes from the Renaissance to rock and roll at Carnahan Hall That's at 2200 Elmwood Avenue, Suite A6 in Market Square in Lafayette. And my family, we always enjoyed the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. My daughter played the violin, so a lot of times we would go over to the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra and really enjoy that experience. And the LSO Flute Ensemble is made up of six players and led by piccolo player Laura Resendez. And so this ensemble ranges from the piccolo to the flutes to the bass flute. So I might want to get over there and listen to that. The music begins at 7:30, and the tickets are available at $15 at the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. So may want to get out and do something like that. What do you got, Ken?
Well, for all you older people, like, oh, hi, Larry. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Having a drink for your health may be better for older people than what you might than exercise. A new study has found that seniors who drink a moderate amount of alcohol each day have a better chance of living past 90 than those who exercise daily. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, found that two glasses of wine or beer dropped the chance of premature death by 18%. Daily exercise of up to 45 minutes reduced premature death by only 11%. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So it doesn't say anything about champagne or root alcohol. It just says wine and beer and wine.
Wine, okay.
Okay.
Which is low in alcohol content.
Basically it is, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, a San Francisco woman says a pilot is restoring her faith in humanity and in the airlines. Last week, Britt Morin lost her diamond wedding ring set flying between New York and Wyoming, but a United Airlines agent found it and gave it to the pilot. The pilot then flew to San Francisco to hand-deliver the wedding set to Morin and a little handwritten note attached congratulating her on her engagement. United Airlines said it wants to recognize the pilot and the agent who reunited her with her rings. Wow. That's almost unheard of in today's world, that somebody would do that and return it, and you know, as opposed to, you know, keeping it and whatever else. I heard on the newscast earlier the new Amazon 10,000 year clock. You mentioned that it goes at one tick once a year. Oh my goodness! I mean, to be there for that one tick, to see that thing move the one time, I assume that happens on January 1st every year. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it doesn't say, does it?
I was going to say that if it's going to last for 10,000 years, I said, you know, hey, we're not going to be around to have to worry about it, so I'm not going to be that thrilled by it.
Yeah, so one tick a year.
Unless there's the way that they could make this a time portal someplace, I might be interested after that.
Yeah. So even if I was there to watch this thing, I probably wouldn't be able to see it for more than 40 ticks, 40 minutes.
You'd probably fall asleep.
I probably would. Hey, high school students in Florida are speaking out against lawmakers for not addressing gun control. A week after 17 people were shot to death at a Florida high school, lawmakers at the state capitol in Florida have refused to debate an assault weapons ban. The vote came after students from Parkland, Florida, spent the day meeting with lawmakers to push for new gun laws. After the vote, one student said, "The next time someone in Florida is killed with an assault rifle, the death will be on the state lawmakers." Or they should have included the FBI.
And I think they need to include the NRA as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, because the NRA, I mean, it's a...
Yeah, it's a collaborative group effort.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got their hands someplace. It's, you know, what it's really going to take one of these days is that it's going to take, and I don't like saying this, but I will say this in this case, it's going to take a massacre shooting, and it's going to have to involve some of the kids and relation of those who are in Senate and Congress and multiple ones to get it done. then and only then are they going to maybe realize the error of their ways throughout this, throughout their lives.
But then you have to wind back the clock to the senators, House representatives in that baseball game that got shot.
That's right.
So, I mean, that happened and it didn't seem to affect it any whatsoever.
Well, the reason is very simple, Larry. It's a five-letter word. It's called M-O-N-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting their hands, they're getting a lot of their stuff under the table, and they don't care. As long as that keeps coming, they're fine.
Yeah.
They don't really care how it affects the world, how it affects everybody else. As long as they keep getting their kickback and all their stuff, they're fine.
Yeah. And you think about that, the kickback, you know, like, well, the NRA, you know, they're giving lawmakers money.
Yep.
But you think about all the money coming into the United States from overseas doing the same thing.
That's right.
You know, I mean, there's countries all over the world that are giving the United States money to pass laws that are going to help them.
You know, I find it amazing that, you know, they give us all this money, and yet we're so far in debt.
Yeah.
Think about it a minute.
That's because we don't know how to spend it.
Oh, we know how to spend it.
What I meant was...
How to save it.
Well, yes.
And how to spend it correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, we know how to spend it.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. That we do.
That's not the problem, is it?
No, it never has been, never will be.
Hey, Reggie Wayne is to be inducted into the Colts Ring of Honor. Colts owner and CEO Jim Irsay said, "There's no one is more of a true Colt than Reggie Wayne, and he embodies everything about the horseshoe and is much loved by Colts fans everywhere. The University of Miami product played 14 seasons with the Colts after being picked in the first round in the 2001 NFL draft. He has all kinds of records down there. He had a 14-year term with the team and is tied for second most in Colts history. So congratulations to Reggie Wayne and being inducted into the Colts Ring of Honor. Well-deserving. Other recipients in the past have been Billy Brooks, Ted Marchabrota, Chris Hinton, Jim Harbaugh, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, Jeff Saturday, Bill Polian, and, of course, quarterback Peyton Manning.
Jim Harbaugh?
Yep.
What was he so good at that he got into the Ring of Honor?
Quarterback, 2005.
They didn't do anything in 2005.
They didn't win anything in 2005?
No, I don't think they did. I don't really remember the Colts doing that well. Maybe they accidentally won a division title, but
yeah, maybe so.
I mean, but Jim Harbaugh's quarterback career in the NFL wasn't that great.
Yeah. I think back in that day, though, if you think about Jim Harbaugh and you think about a few of those other quarterbacks, the offensive line was so terrible. I mean, maybe you got a ring, Ring of Honor just for taking so many hits. Maybe you had the most hits ever in Colt history.
Sacks, you know. Well, the thing of it is that I think Harbaugh's quarterback ability in the NFL is about akin to his coaching currently at Michigan.
Yeah,
not very good.
Hey, there's a new Purdue program aimed at end special education teachers shortages. Did you read about that?
Yeah, I put it up.
Oh, I guess you did put it up. Yeah, it says Ken Hartman right here. So, yes, it's an accelerated degree program that's going to fast-track special education teachers. It's a three-year program, and I think it also is a year-round program. They will also complete about 200 hours of field work before student teaching. And I think this is a wonderful thing. There's a shortage of special education teachers, and this would fast-track them through to take care of those shortages.
There's not only a shortage of special education teachers, there's a shortage of good teachers, period.
Yeah. And why is that?
Well, they got a lot of other options. And, you know, if I were a teacher today, I don't think I'd want to be a teacher because I don't want to put up with the kids.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I absolutely agree
I don't think I... You know, say 10, 15 years ago, probably wouldn't have minded it, but not today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just...
It's way out of control.
It is out of control. You can't discipline the children. What discipline you can do is still... It just doesn't do anything. So, and then the kids... What happened to you if you got disciplined at school when you got home?
I know what happened.
Yeah, you got disciplined again, didn't you?
Well, I just never got that kind of trouble.
Yeah.
And I know, my halo is resting comfortably on top of my head.
I know that my parents always told me, if you get in trouble at school or you get a spanking at school, you're going to get another one when you get home. So, I mean, that was just the way it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we walked on pins and needles to make sure that that didn't happen. Well, we have a caller this morning. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, what happened to you if you got in trouble at school? Did you get another one when you got home?
Yep. Sometimes I got one at home when I didn't get one at school.
Yeah.
Now, there's a very logical reason why we have a shortage of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
A school corporation gets in financial difficulty, have to save money. First thing they do is get rid of teachers.
But isn't that why they're there, to teach?
But just like several years ago, Clinton Prairie had a shortage, and they needed to save, I can't remember how much it was. Well, what did they do? They got rid of 10 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was what saved them the money.
Well, let me just say this. I know that I agree with what you're saying, but I think we need to add something to that. Today, in today's society, teachers are graded upon their performance in the classroom by their bosses. And if some of them can't teach, which some of them can't do, then I have no problem with them being taken off the board, taken away from the classroom.
I'm not talking about that, Ken. I'm talking about when a school needs to cut its budget.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying there's sometimes. You know, when you go, but also the flip side of that is when you go need teachers, people have a tendency to just go hire to get to fill a void.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good either.
No, I'm not disagreeing, but it's just like Muncie. I had to get rid of a bunch of teachers,
mm-hmm.
and because they were in financial difficulty.
Yep.
Ball State University is going to. Well, their plan is to take over the Muncie school system.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Which you know, that can be used as a training ground then for these, you know, for the Ball State teachers, you know, kids that are graduating.
A news blip yesterday or the day before where San Francisco can't keep teachers because of people that the teachers can't afford to live there.
That's a good possibility.
So now that's scary, too, because, see, they did away with this people renting out rooms in their house,
mm-hmm.
And they had people, the article said there was teachers living in people's living rooms. They were renting out living rooms and stuff to teachers that live in. And as liberal as San Francisco is, I can't understand why it's not paying its teachers.
Well, the thing of it is that the rents are so ungodly high out there that you can't hardly survive if you know unless you pay an ungodly, you know, high amount of salary.
Yeah, well, I figured that.
That's San Fran, though I love the city dearly, is a very high rent district community that you got to have some bucks to live there.
Well, okay, then you need to. Yeah, I understand, Ken, but I keep hearing, well, we need teachers, and then the next thing you know, some school's firing a bunch of them.
All right, let me ask you this. If you're an administrator, what do you decide to cut? Now, remember, you can only take from certain piles of...
I understand. That was another comment I was going to make. You can only cut certain things.
Right.
How much money does the school corporation put into their athletic programs?
I knew you were going there. I knew immediately. And that's not even a fair comparison.
That's a whole different pot.
Yeah, that's right. It's not even a fair comparison.
I understand.
You can't compare because that's a whole different pot of money.
That's right.
So let me ask you this. The old one-room schoolhouses of the early 1900s, late 1800s.
They're gone and they're not coming back.
I understand. But you had kindergarten through high school in those schools. People were educated. So maybe cutting the teachers isn't a bad thing because of the fact that maybe you then increase your student. I think Frankfurt school system has maybe a 14-to-1 ratio, 14 students to one teacher.
That's not what I hear.
Mm-mm. Really?
Not even close.
Is it lower than that?
No, it's higher.
Much higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
Okay, because I talked to the superintendent, it's been a while back, but he said it was 14-to-1.
And maybe several years ago it was. It hasn't been that way for quite a while.
Okay.
It wasn't that way when I went to school either.
Oh, no, when I went to school, it was we were 32-to-1, you know?
About that, yeah.
30-to-1, something like that. We never had less than 25 in a classroom.
But now, remember this. You had very, very little special ed.
Yep. Well, the other thing you had in schools back then was discipline. So,
oh, yeah.
And respect. There were very few kids that did not respect their teachers.
What we're talking about is we're talking about two different eras that you cannot even begin to compare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't compare whatsoever.
No.
But another comment I was going to make, and it's not related to teachers, but it's related about getting rid of people.
Mm-hmm.
You hear people scream, we need nurses, we need nurses, we need nurses.
Right.
And then you turn around and go to a hospital and know what they're doing is get rid of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one in Lafayette when I was in. Last time I was in there, they had a shortage of the nurses. And what they were doing, as soon as a nurse served like an internship,
right,
they got rid of them.
Well, another thing that's happening is that they're getting rid of a lot of them, yes, but what they're also doing is they're moving people around, forcing them to take other positions within to keep their jobs too. They're reassigning everybody,
and it's all about the dollar. And the reason, and I find it fascinating that we are willing to fund a lot of things, but we don't want to fund our school systems.
Hmm.
We want to make them charter schools and private schools, and you know what I have against private schools? They cherry-pick their students. And then we turn around and complain our high school being like a C grade or a D grade, maybe an F grade. But a mm-hmm. high school, a public high school, cannot cherry-pick its students.
Well, what's going to happen, and I have already had this discussion with several people, is that one of these days is that, first of all, a majority of your people cannot afford private education to start with.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And what is going to happen, you know, what's going to happen is that the public education system, if it isn't rectified soon, is going to be a thing of the past. And kids are not even going to be able to go to school because there's going to be no money available unless this gets changed quickly. Get the State Board of Education out of education now. Get them out.
I disagree with you.
Because they have no clue. They have no clue what they're doing. Look at the idiots we've had running this state, starting with Tony Bennett, and look at the one we got now, and you know, and some other places. And Betsy DeVos running D.C. education is a total idiot as well. Now, you want to start with some problems. You get those things taken care of, and then we'll move forward.
Well, I won't disagree with you.
Because these people are incompetent.
Isn't the whole idea though to educate the kids? In other words, kids can move to across school districts now, and if you
True.
Don't feel like you're getting a good education at one school, you can go outside. You can even be within the county, outside the county maybe, and get your education at a different school. And as a parent, isn't that important that your kid gets an education?
It depends on what it costs you.
Yeah. I mean, if you were in the Indianapolis public school system and you lived within that area and your kid went to a school that you just didn't feel like was getting a good education, wouldn't you want to move them to one of these other schools, a charter school, a STEM school, or something else?
How do you afford it, Larry?
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, he's right. How do you afford it?
A STEM school, okay? A STEM school, all they do is take the tax money that your local school corporation is getting for that child. They take that tax money to educate that child, and it costs them nothing.
Do they provide transportation?
No.
No, they don't.
Okay, so your public school eluding students, but they still got to have transportation. That's what's wrong with the system.
And plus, go ahead, Larry. That's all right.
They keep taking money away from the high school and sending because the kids go into a different school. But that school don't provide that child with public with transportation to get him there. You have to. So therefore, they're getting something for nothing.
And a lot of kids are moving because of athletics as well.
Yeah.
Academics is not the only reason. And you know, and until the time comes that you can get some things taken care of, it is not going to change.
No.
Yeah, my grandson. I've got a grandson that's 16, and he is now going to a STEM school. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, math, and medicine.
Yeah.
And so my daughter and her husband took him out of the local high school there in Ohio and put him in a STEM school. And it cost them nothing to send him there because of the fact that they take the tax money from the state that would have been given to their local high school, and it pays for his education. Because
and I would agree, I would say that is the greatest thing on earth.
It is.
But that means that the high school still has these special ed students. They still have to provide transportation for the students that are still there, and they're not getting any money. The STEM school is getting all the money that the state gives at the school system. They're taking all that money to apply it to education. They don't have all the other garbage that we require from our public schools.
Yeah.
Do they provide free breakfast? That STEM school?
That I don't know.
Do they provide free meals? Because that's what Frankfort High School has to do.
Well, you know, the other thing I think everybody needs to think about also is that what type of education do you want for your child?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, is a STEM education as well-rounded as a, quote, education from a public school?
Yeah.
I would say probably not.
I would think better.
Well, I would disagree because I don't think it would be as well. What I meant by well-rounded is that, to me, a STEM school is very
limited. Its clientele.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And for sure, a STEM school is college education bound.
Okay, but I'm just saying, it's almost like, though, but you're not going to get as many well-rounded courses as you might in a public school situation.
Yeah. Well, hey, we need to go ahead and take a break. Hey, thanks for calling in, Larry.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, right. Thank you. You've been listening to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We're the station with Party Line, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO, Frankfort, broadcasting worldwide at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.